Good morning, 738 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. How you doing this morning? Doing all right? It's a nice day. A little bit windy. Should be warm today. Clear. 80 and clear for the rest of the week. That's pretty much the forecast. Chip Simmons, he is the sheriff in Escambia County. He joins us every Tuesday at about this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Oh man, I'm doing well. We're just things are going well. That's what I like to see. You guys had a couple of cool events over the last few days. One on Friday and then one on Saturday, right?
Yeah, we're kind of upping our game on our engagement. We've been talking about this for a couple months now, but this past weekend on Friday we partnered with the Perdido Chamber on, I think they're calling it Friday Night Flicks, but it was at the dog track. Over on the west side of Escambia County, and it was a great event, again, to get partnered with a group like the Perdido Chamber, and then having people coming out. We had a great time. We had our equestrian unit out there. Our traffic unit was out there. Many of our cadets were out there, a lot of our younger deputies, kind of teaching them what engagement's all about. And then on Saturday, we had what's called Burgers and Badges, which was a terrific event. It was over there on, I think, 57th and Lillian, and it was co-hosted by Costello's Butcher Shop, and they did a great job. They donated all of the hamburger meat. They cooked the hamburgers. They provided the drinks, the chips. They basically provided everything. We just went up there. Again, we had a great turnout. The weather was perfect. We had probably a couple hundred people there.
Oh,
they
nice.
Served a couple hundred hamburgers. I tried them. You know what's funny about it? I was fortunate enough to judge the Burger Battle by the Bay.
I remember. We did that together.
Yeah, exactly. The burger that I had on Saturday rivaled any of those. They did a great job over there at Costello's.
All I know is that the moment you started talking about Costello's making the burgers, and all I want is a burger, because I know that would have to be a phenomenally tasty burger. Oh, man. Well, it's good to see the deputies getting out there and doing some of these events, and as you say, getting involved in the community, doing engagement, and you know, letting especially the young people know that police officers are there all the time for them and build those relationships before there's problems. It's you know, kind of always the goal. You also had your memorial last week. You had to do it virtually. But in the process of that, you named your new canine, which you and I had talked about a little bit last Wednesday, but naming the new canine after a fallen deputy, big deal to the family, right?
It really was. It was mostly a virtual event because we were concerned because, again, a half of our event takes place indoors in a rather large room. So, yeah, we did individual every 30 minutes. We had a rose ceremony for each of the fallen deputies, one of which was Doug Heist, who was shot and killed in the line of duty. And we have a brand new canine, and we decided that we would name that canine Heist after Doug Heist. So we obviously let his family know. His family was there. There's some great pictures online on our Facebook page, and the Heist family has some great pictures. I think that it was pretty heartwarming and touching to see that, the family at least will know that the name Heist will continue to serve as Escambia County resident.
Yeah, most definitely. And every year, in years past, obviously, I've attended this year, not because it was online, but it's always a very, very moving ceremony to see that remembrance of these deputies. You guys also had another kind of a interesting, not quite milestone yet, because it's still coming up this summer, but you guys have unveiled your new badges, right?
Yeah, well, this is the year. In 1821, Andrew Jackson created two counties, Escambia and St. John's County. And doing that, he also created the sheriff's offices. So we understand our unique place in Florida history. We are, along with St. John's County, are the oldest sheriff's offices in the state of Florida. And because 2021 marks our 200th anniversary, we had a special commemorative badge. We did a little research, not a lot of pictures out there of sheriffs, of the sheriff, I guess, in 1821. But based on our research, we wanted a badge that looked like they would wear, but also that fits the modern requirement. So you'll see your deputies wear them at least for a year. We haven't decided yet on whether they'll wear them longer than that if they choose, but we have a circular badge now. It's a five-pointed star in the middle with a simple word sheriff in it, and then a ring around it that says Escambia County, and the bottom has the years 1821 and 2021. With a Florida seal on it. So it's a sharp-looking badge. There are gold ones for supervisors and silver ones for our deputies, which is the same thing we do with our our traditional or our regular badge as well.
Yeah, it's very cool looking. And just in case the description, if people didn't quite grasp it, it's a ring, and then there's gaps, and then a star in the middle of the ring. So it's very, like you said, it's very simple, elegant, basic, and I love the fact that it's honoring the 200th anniversary. That's fantastic. We did have a anything that happened in the last day or two. There's one story I know about of the man who attacked the woman at the gas station, but was, and we'll talk about that if that was the only one. I hope that is. But was there anything else that happened in the last day or two?
I know. We've had some car burglaries, and I think some pictures have been posted on some various neighborhood sites. I want to say we had 12 to 14 car burglaries over the weekend. And again, it's just people that will run through a particular neighborhood looking for unlocked cars. But the one you're talking about was the 71-year-old that was attacked. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was a horrible story. I mean, terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't release the surveillance video, not yet at least, without permission from the store. But what we had on Thursday evening was a 71-year-old female. I actually did watch the video, and I've been in law enforcement for 35-plus years, and rarely do I see something just so pure evil. But there's a lady that she's standing at the counter talking to the clerk for, I guess, a couple of minutes, and you can see a male, later identified as Michael Coggleshell, walking in. He's just walking around. He's not shopping. He's not doing anything. But occasionally he would look back towards the clerk and towards the counter, and he has a backpack. And then he just calmly pulls what looks like a wooden club. I think it ended up being a chair, a wooden piece of a chair. He just pulls it from a backpack, walks over beside the lady, doesn't say anything to her that I could tell, and then just rears back and hits her, strikes her in the back of the head, rendering her unconscious, puts the club back in the backpack, and just walks out of the store. It's just senseless, and it's just, again, it's pure evil.
And you arrested him. There was you had to pursue him, or how did you come to arrest him?
Yeah, one of our investigators was in the area of the Circle K. We obviously, word has spread throughout our agency that about this crime, and one of our investigators was at the Circle K. And, kind of just reviewing the surveillance video again. And when he comes outside, he notices this Coggleshell clown riding his bicycle. And he takes off after him. He gets off the bicycle, runs into a wooded area. But we had our canine in the area, canine baby, apprehended him. And didn't do too much damage, but apprehended him. And then we were able to arrest the guy.
Golly. And do we know what became of the woman? Is she going to recover? Do we know how bad her injuries were?
She's still alive. I've been talking to our deputies even yesterday, and we're talking to her, but she's still recovering. So again, you can imagine the damage that a wooden club will do to the back of your head. Just watching the video, and we'll put it out with some blurring of some faces of the victim as soon as we get permission. And by state law, we can't put out surveillance video without permission of the owner of the security footage.
I gotcha.
And that's to protect people from knowing where security cameras are. But I think in a like a Circle K, I think people understand that there's footage or there's video footage behind the counter.
This is the Circle.
We hope we can get some permission.
And this is the Circle K. What was the location again?
2700 block of Gulf Beach Highway.
Okay. Okay, wow. Well, thank goodness she's alive. Hopefully no significant long-term damage, and obviously you've got him locked up, and did good work. I mean, you apprehended the criminal, unfortunately, after the fact. Chip Simmons, he is the sheriff in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. He joined us every Tuesday at about this time. Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Everything from very good news to very horrible news, but that's the nature of being in police work, and we certainly appreciate the work you do to keep us safe. Thank you so much.
You bet. Y'all take care.